皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. The grass next door.
隣の芝。
次は何来るでしょう? What comes next?
青い。
The grass next door is always greener. 同じ表現ありますか? Do you have the same expression?
隣の芝は青い。
The grass next door is green.
But we use 青い instead of 緑.
So blue instead of green. So the grass next door is blue.
はい。 Or green, yeah. We'll explain the difference.
Okay. Now, what are the grammar points we're covering today?
でも、でも。
Even if.
とっても、とっても。
And use twice in a row, no matter something something.
And conjunction, し.
And so on.
Peter さんは優しいし.
Peter is kind and so on.
そうそうそう.
Things like that. Okay? Conversations between?
夫と妻.
Husband and a wife. And they're talking about their lawn at home.
うちの芝 or うちの芝生ですね.
What kind of Japanese are they using?
Casual Japanese.
Okay. And we're going to pay attention to the Japanese proverb, which we actually introduced already.
隣の芝生は青い。
With that said, here we go.
また庭の雑草がボーボーになってきて困ったわ。とってもとっても次から次へと生えてくるし、
いっそのことを芝を張り替えようか。
張り替えてもまた雑草が生えるだけよ。誰が雑草取りするのよ。
俺は仕事で忙しいし。
お隣なんていつもご主人が芝刈りしてるでしょ。だから青々として素敵な芝生じゃない。
だから隣の芝生は青いって言うんじゃないか。
それってことわざでしょ。本当に隣の芝生は青いのよ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
また庭の雑草がぼうぼうになってきて困ったわ。とってもとっても次から次へと生えてくるし、
いっそのこと芝を張り替えようか。
張り替えてもまた雑草が生えるだけよ。誰が雑草取りするのよ。
俺は仕事で忙しいし。
お隣なんていつもご主人が芝刈りしてるでしょ。だから青々として素敵な芝生じゃない。
だから隣の芝生は青いって言うじゃないか。
それってことわざでしょ。本当に隣の芝生は青いのよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
また庭の雑草がボーボーになってきて困ったわ。とってもとっても次から次へと生えてくるし。
The weeds in our garden are growing out of control again. What a drag. They just keep popping up no matter how often we pull them out.
いっそのことを芝を張り替えようか。
Should we just redo the entire lawn?
張り替えてもまた雑草が生えるだけよ。誰が雑草取りするのよ。
But even if we do, the weeds will grow back again. And who's going to do the weeding?
俺は仕事で忙しいし。
I'm busy with work.
お隣なんていつもご主人が芝刈りしてるでしょ。だから青々として素敵な芝生じゃない。
The neighbor's husband is always mowing the lawn. That's why their lawn is always green and fantastic looking.
だから隣の芝生は青いって言うんじゃないか。
That's why we have the saying, the grass is always greener on the other side.
それってことわざでしょ。本当に隣の芝生は青いのよ。
That's a proverb, but in our case, the neighbor's lawn really is green.
Naomi-sensei, 隣の芝生は青い。 ことわざ ですね。
はい。
日本人はことわざをよく使いますか? Do Japanese people use proverbs in conversations very often?
We sometimes do. We sometimes quote proverb, but not as much as English speakers do.
Yeah, a lot of times it's nice when you slip a proverb in there.
時々使います。
In the dialogue, the husband said, 隣の芝生は青い。 But instead of 芝生, people sometimes say 芝。
Just grass.
はい。
Shibafu would be more like lawn. And this proverb means the same thing, that the grass is always greener on the other side?
そうですね。日本語で言うと、隣のうちの芝は自分のうちの芝よりも青く見える。
And that's actually closer to what we use. The other person's grass is greener than mine.
Blue are the far away hills.
Well, what I was getting at before was that, you know, the shortened version is the one that's recognized as the proverb, where actually we just were introduced to the whole thing and the whole phrase is very close to the English. But you can just say, literally, 隣の芝生は青い。Next door's grass is green.
Hi.
Next door's grass is blue and the rest is inferred. Whereas in English is, the grass next door, kind of be like that, shortened up. Everyone knows the rest of it. You're getting a little sample and the rest is inferred because it's such a well-known phrase. Okay, let's take a look at the vocab.
雑草
Weed
雑草 雑草
Next
困る
To be worried, to be bothered
困る困る
Next
張り替える
To recover
張り替える張り替える
Next
生える
To grow, to spring up
生える生える
Next
青々
Fresh and green.
A-o-a-o. A-o-a-o.
Next.
素敵
Lovely, dreamy, beautiful.
素敵素敵
Next.
いっそ
Rather, sooner.
いっそいっそ
Next.
ことわざ
Proverb.
ことわざことわざ
Next.
芝刈り
Lawn mowing.
Shibakari. Shibakari.
Next.
次から次へと.
One after another.
次から次へと. 次から次へと.
Let's take a closer look at a few of these words and phrases. What do we have first?
青青.
Fresh and green. Can we hear the pitch accent on this? 青青.
青青.
So,Low, high, high, low.
そうですね。青青。
青青。
青い means blue, but it sometimes means green in Japanese.
So in English, we have the expression, he's green. He's new to this. In Japanese, it's 青。
ああ、そうですね。
He's blue.
青はね、例えば、青リンゴ。
Green apple.
青信号。
Green light. But again, it's blue apple and blue light, but...Of course, they mean green.
青 has got a longer history than 緑. So 緑 is a new word in Japanese language. Sometimes we use 青 for green. And of course, we use 青 for blue too. And the second symbol in 青青 is a... What do you call it in English?
Repetition symbol?
繰り返し記号 or 踊り字 dancing letter? Or some people might say...Nomaten. Can you say no and ma in a symbol?
Nomaten. No mark.
So, so, so. No, ma, mark. If aka comes before nomaten, that would be aka, aka.
Got it. Okay, let's move on. Next we have?
次から次へと.
From next to the next.
次 means next. なので次から次へ. From next to next. という感じですね。
And of course, one after the other is what it means.
お客が次から次へと来る。
We have visitors one after another. Okay, on to today's grammar point.
でも
is approximately the same as even if in English. So, what did we have in today's conversation?
とっても、とっても。
Which is the te form of the verb 取る, to take, plus も. So, it sounds like とてもとても, but listen again. とてもとても is very, very. But here we have a pause in there.
とってもとっても。
So even if I take it, even if I take it, two of these in a row, no matter how often I take them, no matter how often I pull them, referring to the weeds in the conversation, no matter how much I pull them and pull them, something, something.
Emphasis ですね。とっても雑草が生えてくる is okay too, but とってもとっても雑草が生えてくる is emphasized.
Yeah, two times in a row is emphasizing, but kind of gets across the feeling that no matter how much. One time alone is even if, as in the example we have.
勉強してもわからない。
Even if I study, I can't get it.
勉強しても勉強してもわからない。
No matter how hard I study, no matter how much I study, I can't get it.
かわいそう。
大丈夫ですよ。頑張ってください。You can do it. Okay, next we have?
し。
And where did it appear in today's conversation? Two places. And actually, there's two meanings for she. The usage of she at the end of a sentence to mean so on is
俺は仕事忙しいし
I'm busy with work and other things, maybe his girlfriend or some other things. So in this case, the she at the end of the sentence means so on, among other things. Now, we use she at the end of a sentence again in this dialogue. And here it means reason. The sentence is
次から次へと生えてくるし
So they keep popping up no matter how often we pull them out. So this is the reason that he feels troubled or vexed. Now for a further more detailed explanation, stop by, pick up the PDF. Also in the Learning Center, tools to bring everything you learn together. Don't forget to try the voice recognition software, which is one of the best tools for really taking your Japanese to the next level. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
また庭の雑草がボーボーになってきて困ったわ。とってもとっても次から次へと生えてくるし。
いっそのこと芝を張り替えようか。
張り替えてもまた雑草が生えるだけよ。誰が雑草取りするのよ。
俺は仕事で忙しいし。
お隣なんていつもご主人が芝刈りしてるでしょ。だから青々として素敵な芝生じゃない。
だから隣の芝生は青いって言うんじゃないか。
それってことわざでしょ。本当に隣の芝生は青いのよ。